Warhammer Fantasy, 2nd Edition, Paths of the Damned. Chaos cultists and beastmen abound in the smoking ruins of the Empire's northernmost city and its immediate environs, and the heroes are plunged into an action-packed adventure involving heresy, murder, betrayal, and corruption.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. A huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
VORPAL Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it easy, just stay calm. VorpalNetwork.com.
It's a bit shorter now. The apprentices flee. I can't catch them.
Yeah, I'll haul up my one square.
No, you cast while they're still in range.
And then you hand it over to me. Sleep.
Now we begin. I embraced chaos while I was sleeping.
All right.
Unfortunately, I will show up with my shortened crutch.
She's now actually kind of lopsided.
What did you do to your crutch? I noticed it's burnt.
I had some low-level people try
You tried to kill some initiates, okay.
No, I had some initiates try to... I told them to make it look nice while
so
I was sleeping.
Oh, so he's insulting initiates now. He's not limiting himself to dwarves anymore.
Actually, no, I like wizards. That's why I can't like dwarves, because they can't be wizards. So anyway,
except rune bearers can actually get one rank in magic.
But they're not wizards.
I know, but...
But they're not wizards.
And they can't use it in any way.
So, I asked them to make it look good, and they burned it.
I guess that's how fire mages make things look good.
No, they're supposed to draw on it, maybe put some nice runes while I was taking a nap. No, they burned it.
They are fire wizards.
Yes. Initiates at that.
And should I find them again, I might make them shorter.
How nice of you.
I'm really feeling very vengeful right now.
How forgiving.
No, I'm not.
I steal your crutch. Walk off with it.
Well, that's just me.
I channel. You can't I'm just kidding. Steal stuff I cast. Make a willpower check. Make a willpower check.
I was kidding.
Make it.
Fine, I make it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I make it.
Conrad goes, I would personally prefer to go see the Light Wizard first.
Okay.
Because we can't be ambushed in there.
He makes a very good point.
Although the ambush is with the...
At the Witch Hunters?
At the Witch Hunters, it might end poorly for them.
Depends on how old she is.
I don't know, how far away is each?
Isn't the Light College the one that's really difficult to get to?
Yes, that was the one that I referred to.
Alright, the Light College is 7 squares away, and her house is 14.
We're going to the Light College, I apologize, unless...
It doesn't matter to me.
Go ahead.
I will steal it. Regardless of your permission.
Okay.
Okay,
does anyone have any objections to the Light College since it is closer? We're down to T4 essentially.
Since last session I told you how to get in there, I'm not too terribly worried about it.
Yeah, we get the initiate, and yeah.
And all right. Look into the fourth wall or whatever it is.
I'll hang out with you since you.
I'm going with everybody.
I know, but you're walking slower than everyone.
I walk.
So what? My movement's now halved or something?
It's reduced by 2.
You move at 3.
You move at dwarf pace.
Okay, so I walk a little slower.
I walk in front looking important, looking like a the High Admiral of Bastogne.
Well, as you guys are walking
in Navy,
yep. You guys walk through the mostly.
I suppose to keep you distracted, I ask what type of magic you use against people that, you know, attack you. So you start going into all the high level magics that you wish you could cast.
I hustle. No one walks slower because of me. I'm feeling very vengeful. You wonder what I would guess? It's called Conflagration of Doom.
You see?
In somebody's head.
You know what?
Oh, how does that work?
If you move, like hustling, you move 6 squares.
Well, I'm not moving 6 full squares. I'm hustling a little bit. So I keep up with you guys at 4.
Yep. And I'm keeping you distracted by keeping your mind on magic, which all right. Blows people's
heads. So you guys walk through a...
Being a fire... Flickering fires is siege.
It's actually kind of a polished marble pyramid that you guys are walking around in. Mm-hmm. And then Nisha's kind of like, there was Master Conrad Messner's office.
Thank you.
Glad to be with you.
And also with you.
Death to us all, Emily.
See, this is what's... This is what's funny. Light comes from the fire. We were first.
Chicken or the egg, my friend?
No, because without any kind of fire, the light kind of doesn't exist.
Sigmar.
But if it's a laser, it can create fire.
What's a laser?
Did we just jump to 40k?
No, we jumped over the lizardman. Kurt Gar points his little glove at you and goes, laser to the face!
You're a lizardman? You hide it very well.
You guys walk in.
Dude, he's spitting.
You know, I'd like to point out that Andre's trying to talk.
You are?
Yeah.
Go for it. I'm done doing a lizard lips blowgun thing.
A man who's sitting at his desk is dressed in the white robes of the light wizard and wears a gold serpent of the light collar. He doesn't carry a staff, and when he was... His black hair's going gray, but he still looks youthful and vigorous, and he raises his eyebrow and says, should I be expecting you?
Here. This might explain a little bit.
You are here with, Dieter. Yes. Have a seat.
Thank you.
I recognize you. You're from the Bride Cult, correct?
Yes.
And by the way, no, the Light Cult should not branch off the Fire College. Sit.
Weren't we supposed to give him the writ from Lord Frederick as well?
Yes.
Was that for later? I suppose that was also handed to him then.
Uh-huh. Look them both over.
We're here in regards to some rumors of a chaos artifact that you have locked away in the vaults. We, on a quest of sorts, we've destroyed, what was it, the crimson? The brass
skull.
Brass skull already. And, we are now going after
the dagger.
And, rumors have pointed it towards the vaults in the Light College.
You don't like the duckies? You don't like the duckies?
Hold on, Terry. Okay. Yes, we do indeed have a vault, although I'm assuming you learned that from Dieter.
Yes.
Yes.
Good. We don't want that getting out.
We haven't told anyone about it. We understand that it being secured here is probably the best place for it, but we believe... that we know a...
Dieter.
Fire... No, it's not Dieter. It's the Fire Mage that could destroy it.
Oh, that's right.
Wolfgang.
Yeah,
Wolfgang. We, want a permission to... move it to him so we could be destroyed before the demon escapes, if indeed you have it. Because the demons and cults in regards to these artifacts have been very active as of late. We're willing to show our sincerity in any ways you need deem necessary.
Yes. Well, I would recommend speaking with Theodora. Have her make sure that you are adequate. I trust her word more than anyone else's. Also, I would recommend speaking with Maximilian. Sir.
Sir Maximilian or Maximilian Sir?
Sir. S-A-E-R.
Is he a lich of the Southern Waste?
S-A-I-R, you said?
S-A-E-R.
S-A-E-R.
Theodora likes nothing but talking about her old adventures. Mm-hmm. Don't even suggest her taking them up again. Well, she may know something useful for you.
Good. And who's Maximilian, sir? Again, yeah. Or did he tell us about him yet?
No, he has not told you about him yet.
So you mentioned Maximilian, sir.
Yes, he's one of my friends.
Is he a wizard like you, or...?
He's a patron of scholars and young wizards. And occasionally adventurers.
Very well.
I will put two things on this before I even consider looking to see if we have the artifact within our vaults. First, it's that you introduce me to, not just give me some name, the individual who you will be having destroy it. And second, you must deal with Gortry Hammerfist.
The vault keeper, I assume?
No. A quite mad witch hunter.
What do you mean by deal with?
Well, Gortry thinks that I'm some sort of cultist. And me removing some sort of chaos artifact from the vault would probably be enough for him to be able to try and get me executed.
I'd like to point out, if you follow Sigmar, he is a cultist.
What?
It's the cult of Sigmar.
Oh.
Not the church of Sigmar. The cult.
Okay, so he's not necessarily...
So we need to convince the madman or stop him in some way.
Yes.
From trying you to for treason for removing this.
I do not, of course, have any direct contact with him. You'll have to go through one of my friends. You'll have to go through someone else. Theodora may know one of his friends.
I see.
Well, we can take care of having you meet the wizard to destroy it. That will be relatively easy.
Assuming he wants to come.
Well, he wanted to destroy the artifact, so I'm certain he'll meet with the person as a requirement. But we should
meet the first or the other requirement first.
Yes. These two recommendations do go a ways to validifying your claim. But before I remove it, I want those two dealt with.
That's fine. It's completely understandable. Is there anything else we should know?
Not that I can think of.
Very well. We will not take any more of your time. Get right on this then.
Good. Please. Leave.
Please, leave. Get out. Get the fuck out of here. I'll go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
The crippled elf.
The crippled broke elf.
You could always suck it up and go ask if Lord Frederick would give you some money. Maybe he's nice enough.
I'm going to wait till I do something of worth and then ask him for full plate.
Okay.
I need to start schmoozing around the church, see if I can't find someone who's willing to part with a copy of the Holy Scripture of Sigmar.
But it's printed, see?
doesn't specify that I need a printed copy actually of the book.
How else are you going to get a copy?
Yeah.
Handwritten?
That is printed.
That is printed.
I thought
print. Print is writing.
Okay, I was thinking printing press. As in
no, writing. They don't have that.
Yeah, I wouldn't think they'd have that yet.
The dwarves might. They're not going to tell anybody about it.
it's scribbled.
You realize you are going to have to find out a way I can get that.
Oh yeah. Trust me, dude. I've got, what, 1, 2, 3, 4 people waiting on their gear?
Homing pigeon. I'm quite a ways away, though.
Homing pigeon, grimoire,
full plate. Printed book.
Because I think I've got the other stuff I need, don't I?
Oh yeah, all the other stuff's pretty easy. He needs a horse.
Which he already has.
And a lance, which he already has. He's literally just waiting on the full plate.
I think I needed a holy symbol and a scripture or something. Mm-hmm.
So, where do you guys head to now?
Witch Hunter! Let's get attacked. Again.
We can just go to the Witch Hunter now, because the other one's a scholar.
Sure.
Or we could recruit Johann Schmidt to our cause.
So if we get ambushed, he'd get attacked too?
Mm-hmm.
So less blows on us somewhere.
As long as he doesn't die, I'm sure it'll be fine.
I suppose we could use all the help we can get. Well,
yeah, the options we have is we can go talk to Theodora... and,
the Brick Center. Mm-hmm.
She's been pointed to by 2 people, so obviously we're going to have to go to her sooner or later. Go to Maximilian Serre. He's, you know, the scholar guy. Might know something useful towards the cause about the artifact or something.
Would he be closer?
Who's closer, Andre?
Sorry, what?
Who's closest?
She is now 21 away, and he is 10.
How about Johann Schmidt?
That's that noble.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He's 11.
Let's go recruit the noble, why not? Have somebody else to take the blows for me. I mean, to help in the cause against chaos.
If there's 2 people trying to kill us, it might be wise.
Yes. Suppose. What do you think, Sigmarite?
The Sigmarite has no opinion.
Okay.
He's gray.
Alright then.
AFK.
Alright, to the young noble. Okay. Who is hopefully not going to die.
Alright, you guys walk up to a walled estate. It is indeed 20-foot tall wall.
Do you need to go outside?
Huh?
Do you need to go outside?
About 5 foot thick, and there's of course guards standing at the doors looking at you for, like, WTF.
Greetings.
Suppose we can say Frederick sent us, right?
Who? Lord. I'll give him a card and say, Lord Frederick sent us, would like to speak with Johann Schmidt.
Ah, yes. He slides the card through. You stand awkwardly there for about 15 to 20 minutes.
It's like, so, how about...
Do you have a chair? Kind of on a crutch here.
Just lean on the Sigmarite.
Down comes a young, attractive, blonde-haired, blue-eyed noble.
Blood, huh? So he's not from around here, is he?
No. I hear that you are here to request my aid on an adventure.
Why don't you talk to Alec? My pride might get in the way here.
Because you have the +10 dealing with nobility?
No, because I'm not...
The answer is yes. You
can't ask for help.
We're being ambushed and attacked for trying to do something.
Oh, to be recruited by a lovely elven maiden. Oh, the Hartos race. Well, I'm of course equipped, ready, and able.
You ain't talking about war. I think.
Yes.
Well, you know, I will be needing a place to rest every once in a while.
Something wrong with picking up a
rumors
couple
about what we're doing.
Me? Heavens no. Who are you?
Well, we are chasing down basically chaos in this city around it.
Chaos in Altdorf? I knew it. Lord Frederick was right.
Yes, quite so. We've actually had someone hired to assassinate us now, we believe. Might be.
Dastardly! I bet they even tried to assassinate you by hiding in the shadows.
Yes, and then the maiden was shot in the leg because of it.
That scum.
That's why I have the crutch.
Why is it so short?
It was fixed by bright wizards.
Yes.
Well, I assume.
Fixed.
Ah, you see. Well, that would agree with what Gabriella ever tells me.
Who?
Oh, my friend, Gabrielle. Oh, she's a wizard in the Amethyst College.
Which one's the Amethyst?
Lore of Death.
That's right, some of the most friendly people you'll meet.
Yes.
Wait, what is she telling you about the Lore of Fire? About the Bright College?
That they burn shit?
That they're not very bright. But of course, you know, I only have hearsay to go on.
I guess we like to play with fire.
It'll be okay.
But yes,
how often do elven periods come
around? Perhaps we could speak of this in a less open area?
Of course! Which seedy inn would you have me clear for our security? He snaps into a pose that you're pretty sure he's practiced in front of a mirror.
Wait, I have a roll of charm.
Were you ever like this when you were younger?
Do I not like this dial?
Charm.
The only difference is he practices his fearful pose while looking in the mirror. Okay, I'm gonna make my switch roll.
That pose doesn't do it for you.
Yeah.
It's the looking off into the distance. He should have a rock he should be standing on, but he's just kind of using his tiptoe right now.
He's kind of gay.
Why don't we just...
I'll just wait until he gets the perfect pose, and then I'll,
I'm going to say that the inn we're staying at. Why don't we just go there?
Oh, that's a fantastic tavern.
Yes. Dude, why?
Come! I'll lead the way!
Yes, do.
I don't think you're talking to him like that.
I don't do this.
His hair is indeed shoulder length.
Oh, it is.
Shoulder length, blonde hair, blue eyed, chiseled features.
So I imagine a lot with.
No, he's actually got some substance. He's not a twig.
Oh, okay, good.
He does actually have a decent strength. It's not a 4, but it's decent.
So we're gaming till when?
10.
10, okay.
Unless, this is a good point to pause it unless you guys want to do something else.
Hey, Tyler?
What?
Where'd you put the ibuprofen?
It should be on the, right next to me.
Okay.
Nah. Is it Advil?
It's ibuprofen.
There you go.
Okay. Ibuprofen is a type of drug, not a brand name.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm willing to continue. But if these two are dying...
Yeah, it's all up to all the sick and decrepit people.
I'm sick and decrepit, and Alex is asking for painkillers. I don't know why.
I think it's for Amanda.
Yep.
Oh. Alright, well, here we go. Puts on a hat. Feathers.
Right.
Hey, at least he's stylish. Unlike our noble.
What? I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Good.
She's just mumbling to herself. Don't worry about it.
I already have half this party. Already.
Well, you guys now have the thief to investigate and the lead at the Three Beards.
I'm not upset with you, I'm just saying that...
No, I already have one person upset with me.
Okay, you don't want half the party upset with
you? Yes.
No, as long as you keep your mouth shut about the dwarves, I don't have a problem with you.
I feel the dwarves.
Okay. So, do we want to go to the rooster fight?
You mean the cock fight?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to discuss with him what's going on.
Okay, you'll bring him up to speed.
Yes, the most part. We're of course lead out the vault.
I don't on
and stuff like that.
The what?
The vault.
The vault.
Oh yeah, the details about where we're getting the stuff. And
yeah.
Yeah, just like we're investigating instead of
doing
exact details. Mm-hmm. And of course, leave out the Skaven.
Just sneak it. Our pet.
Oh, yes. We can do the cockfight. We're going to go investigate, is the cockfight where they were meeting, or...?
No, that's where they met her.
The thief.
Oh, we were just gonna, see what was there.
Yeah, see if she's still there.
Alright.
Would you mind doing a healing check on me today?
Well, you guys will go to the cockpit.
Okay.
It's, of course, basically a glorified large warehouse where their area is sectioned off for the cockfights and, bedding. Go ahead and give me perception checks.
I will fail a perception check. I fail a perception check.
I succeed.
Okay.
Is it hearing based?
No.
I fail by one.
I fail by one. So, Alec, you spot as you guys are walking, kind of poking your heads around. It is fairly busy because cockfights are fairly popular. You'll notice Lord Frederick standing off in one ring and kind of.
Lord Frederick?
Yes.
Nice. Well, cockfights weren't illegal, so.
It's true.
He'll quickly waddle his way over.
Greetings, Lord Frederick.
Hello! Oh, and you have young Johan with you. He's a real hero, you know?
Yes.
Oh, of course, Lord Frederick.
If there was a beam of light, I'm sure it would have hit him.
He succeeded? That is my willpower.
Okay. Ooh.
So it's kind of the...
Well, just saying hello and toodaloo.
Good to see you.
I'm over there on ring number 8 if you want to be.
Okay. Are you betting or?
Oh, of course.
Which one's going to win?
I have my money on the red rooster. Course, it's the winging white that seems to be doing a good number. Ding, ding, and winging white wins. Bam.
Apparently, better go back to the match.
Apparently, the fact that red makes it go faster isn't helping.
It also helps it bleed faster. Anywho,
Maybe you should ask.
Well, shall we find this thief?
About the thief we're looking for.
Yes.
It's going to be kind of hard.
We'll have to look about.
I suppose I look at Lord Frederick.
Do you want to split up?
Frequent this place often?
Stand out like a sore thumb.
Well, yes.
You wouldn't happen to recognize anyone by this description. Blah.
Oh, her?
Yes.
Yeah, she's quite tall for a woman. A little thin, of course. No curves, right? No. Her voice is low, too.
Hmm.
I'm only sure she was a woman because, a man kicked her in the... Well, you know. And she just kind of stabbed him.
I see.
But she also has this very creepy scar. I swear it changes. But she's around here somewhere.
Thank you.
Got it. Had any dashing deeds lately? Other than recruiting our handsome young Johan?
I pointed my leg.
We had an assassination attempt, actually.
An assassination attempt? Oh, you must tell me.
Well, as we're walking down a said street over there, the elf just kind of fell over.
Elves don't fall over, they're graceful.
I know.
Yeah. First we were there was a bar fight that happened. Completely the dwarf's fault. At which point, walking down the street, I was walking along and suddenly my leg stopped moving. So obviously, with your legs not moving, you fall over. So I fell over, looked down, and there's a lot of blood.
My goodness, I don't do well with blood. Johan's like, that's why I'm the hero. He's like, yes, that you are. So how's your first adventure coming?
So then the good Sigmarite doctor here, Billy, I called him, pulled the bolt out and
Siegfried
carried me over.
Pulled the bolt out right there on the street. My goodness, you must be some damn good physician.
I do my best. My hometown was ransacked by beasts, and I learned quite fast.
That's terrible, I'm so sorry.
We all are.
Better than the torture master that I came to.
Oh, come on. He was
a perfectly qualified Empire doctor.
Torture master, thank you.
The leeches did you good.
But yes,
they left scars.
We saw the.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Catherine here saw the sniper off.
Oh, you must have very sharp eyes. I hear that comes from Kislavian women.
They know how to look around at the men and kind of go.
Damn it!
And we rushed over and were able to subdue the vile beast.
Well, that's damn lucky of you all. Oh, I probably would have just died at the assassin. Unless young Johan was here to protect me.
What do you do?
Look over when the clock fights.
Oh, okay. But yes, I'll tell them the story as well.
Okay. Well, that's damn exciting. Now, hold on, I need to go pay off the people that I just lost to.
Hope you win next time.
She doesn't care.
Okay.
So, search and destroy and find the woman?
I think search and maybe destroying, but searching is big.
So, divide and conquer?
Maybe.
Alright, I'll take the young pretty noble.
Okay. If we divide, we want to, be able to contact each other. Conrad should go with you guys.
Very well.
Well, actually, is Conrad guarding the guy?
Do I have to guard him? No, you're talking about the assassin. Yes.
Yes.
He is indeed guarding him.
Okay, so Conrad's not with us.
So I say you three go, and I'll go with the young
the assassin
noble.
Has two guards on him as of currently.
Snigget and Conrad.
He only sees one guard.
That's half the cover.
He tries to escape from one.
I took out one, and then suddenly the shadows attacked me. I don't know what happened.
But sure, as long as you think you'll be fine.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be just well enough to protect me.
Just to let you know, inside an urban environment, Snicket has a 65% chance to hide.
I would have failed.
It's also based on, successes, so...
I got a 97.
I so you would be getting rolled, you don't see it.
I'm sure our young friend will keep you very safe. Make sure you keep your mind on the job now.
Ding!
Good luck.
I put the crutch in and grab his arm. I need support while I'm walking.
Oh, of course. That's what these biceps are for.
I suppose after they walk off, I look at you guys.
Yes.
So, since we're going to be doing the real work here, I suppose.
Let's go get to work.
Yes.
Alright, it's gossip checks.
So, it's a go to room endurance check. I fail.
I succeeded by 32.
Okay.
What'd you get? An 8.
So as
rolling well tonight.
So you guys are actually out talking around, and apparently Siegfried's actually getting a few confessions. He's walking around.
Goes over, sits down at somebody, shows him the holy symbol. Now, I'm looking for this woman. I saw her. I'm sorry, Father. I also killed this guy in the middle of the street. Will you forgive me? I was just asking about the woman.
She comes in about every morning. She does indeed dress in all black, and she is very... She's scarred. She is a mercenary thief. A thief for hire.
Is this someone hired here?
Hire upon hire.
Hired.
I wonder if it's the same chick.
That's about all I get on her?
Yes.
Is it here?
Well, what time of day is it?
It's about afternoon at this point, because you guys had to go to the College of Magic, then to Johan's, then over to...
So, I take it I also just get a bunch of miscellaneous other confessions, too?
Mm-hmm.
Look, people!
It's okay, you are forgiven! Fuck away.
Sigmar will forgive you once you pay for your sins.
In gold, to me.
Sigmar accepts cash, checks, no credit. We will also accept any tithes in the form of personal property.
And a young woman. Oh, sorry.
That's property.
What boys they like.
In this time?
We also accept tithes in the form of young, nubile women.
I.e. property.
Mm-hmm.
In this time, right. Come on.
So we just need to come back here tomorrow morning?
Well, yes. Actually, tomorrow we have to do the...
Tomorrow tournament. Evening.
Okay, so tomorrow morning we're here. Tomorrow evening we're elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are we going to do anything else today, then? I suppose we check back up with you two. Or did you disappear?
No, we're probably still meandering around. I try to talk to people, and they just kind of go,
it's a wizard!
Like, hi, we're looking for... Oh, why are they walking away from me again?
Yeah,
is it the flaming hair?
It's easy to find you, though, so we find you.
But you don't have flaming hair yet. You don't have any fire powers.
Firepower.
Fire powers is what I said. He's got it right.
Well, he does have flower power because he's not.
Fire!
Earth?
Earth!
Wind!
Water!
Does that mean heart. I get heart?
Evidently, I would
your
got heart.
Powers combined, I am Captain.
You're Captain Gay?
I'm Captain Tired.
We're waiting for the DM to read his notes.
No. Is this young noble involved with
all five rings?
Nope, not that he's telling you about.
So you are Captain Planet?
Well, then I'll drop hints that, you know, it's so far back to the Wizard College. Maybe if there's somewhere closer that I could just stop and rest with some strong young noble.
Nope, he gets it with a six.
Okay.
Yeah, so they did disappear, actually.
No, this is after we do all this on the way home.
Right. Dandy, horny elves.
Yeah.
With broken legs.
Mm-hmm. It just means she won't move too much.
Do half-elves even exist in this world?
No.
Which just means it's all the sex without the...
Yeah, apples. Without worry of reproduction.
Now you just have to hope you didn't infect them with whatever disease you caught in the...
True. I don't know about that yet.
Right. I suppose we go back to
I started time. AIDS.
Well, it's going to spread very quickly.
Could you to him to five others, and then to five others.
Does everybody in the world have sex with five other people? At the same time?
That would
be awesome.
Okay. Well, so you guys pass the night?
Yes.
You're not assassinated tonight.
That's good.
Not even attempted?
No.
Well, Andre, I was rolling toughness, and I got another. I failed toughness, but I rolled a 69.
You deal another 8 wounds.
Okay, I'm well.
So, I from that roll, I passed the toughness
I fail
check.
On you, Jessica.
Hmm?
I fail healing you.
Oh, I would have healed that day.
I succeed on you, Steven.
How much? He's rolled a 5.
4.
I have down 1 wound.
Are you taking into account the 1 you healed for?
Mm-hmm. It says it's okay. 6.
Okay.
Well, you know, that technically requires a fitful night of sleep.
No, hey. It's a well-rested night of sleep.
Hey, after it all is done, it is well-rested.
Considering, you know, judging by that guy, he probably just lasts a minute or two.
That's like normal people.
Yeah, I know. He lasts 30 seconds.
That sucks.
Yep. He's Patrick style.
He enters. Okay, I'm done.
Wow, you suck.
No, if you weren't pretty.
Alright, well, I get my idea. Alright. So, you guys are going to go in there in the morning?
Yeah.
Yep. Sure, why not?
Alright, give me a simple gossip check. A routine gossip check.
That's plus 10, right?
I fail.
I succeed.
Okay. You guys, she is indeed off in one of the side corners. She is dressed in all black. She is athletic, let's just put it that way. She kind of looks you guys up and down. Hey.
Good morning. Greetings.
We want to know why you broke in our rooms.
Okay, at that point, she's going to start running.
Like, oh, hi, yeah, a couple days ago, you broke into our room.
Jessica, this is your show now.
How is it my show?
All right, agility check. Initiative.
For oh. Me.
This is why it's your show.
I got a 42.
60.
51.
38! I rolled well! All right, Jessica. To be able to grab her, it's an agility check.
You have 2 fortune points.
Fate.
You have 4.
There.
That's much
better. Okay, it is now opposed by her agility. You will indeed beat her.
I'm running! No, you're not.
So, yeah, why'd you break into her room last night?
I was supposed to try and grab her arm so she can't reach for any weapons.
Okay.
Hmm?
You sit her back down. Mm-hmm. Strongest Lavian woman, hold you here.
Name's Lunina.
Everyone, that is what we need to know.
Holy crap, frigid North bitch.
We don't want to hurt you. We just want to know who hired you.
Oh. That's all? Oh, good lord.
And you can probably give her gold back if you have to. And also why you stole just gold.
Well, you know, I was hired to look for something. You find it? And I took your pocket change. Sorry.
What were you looking for?
A brass skull.
Ah.
No.
Alright, so then the question of can you return her money?
No, sorry, I already spent it.
I figured.
Well, who hired you?
A man called Dieter. Average height, bit fat, bald with a green beard.
Hmm. Does that describe... Didn't we know a Dieter?
You do indeed know a Dieter. He is not fat, nor bald, nor gray in any way.
Nor around here.
Okay.
He asked me to burgle your guys' room.
No, Dieter's
and bring you
Heaven's guy. He's around here.
Oh.
But...
And bring him what I found.
But he doesn't meet that description, does he?
But, no.
No.
But, you know... That was that business. You guys can give me a perception check.
Human beast? Set beast?
I'll do it here, because it's basically like a sense motive.
I actually succeeded.
I succeed by 2 tiers.
No.
I succeeded by 1 tier because I failed perception.
I fail.
Okay. You two identify that there's something she's holding back. Tyler, you of course being nobility and used to this sort of thing, she expects her palm to be a bit more greased before she answers any real questions. Okay. But of course, you know, with nobility that's fairly common. No one does anything for free, even if their life is on the line.
Well, I'll go ahead and grab her hand. I'm sure you know more. Grab her hand. I'm sure you know more than that. I'll put a gold crown in your palm.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, some things are coming to mind.
Just for me.
The fat was, I'm pretty sure, faked. Wearing extra heavy robes, you know, bladders and that sort of stuff. And he seemed pretty educated, able to talk really well. And of course, you know, we also met, you know, just outside the ruins surrounding the Bright College.
Interesting.
Wait,
is it perception on the truth of this?
Sure, go for it.
Fail. I'm very worried of it.
I succeed.
But like 8.
You two are pretty sure she's telling the truth.
Well, I'm pretty sure she's telling the truth too.
Wait, Dieter was Lord of Heavens.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He's the guy who can read the stars.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But of course, you know, it is the Lord of Fire area is magically protected. He'd still be lost.
Oh yeah.
And, well, the thing is, it was outside the Light College or the Heavens College?
Fire.
Fire.
Oh, it was outside, I thought you...
It was outside the Bright
College.
Oh, Bright, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a guy calling himself Dieter with fake fat outside the Bright College.
Yeah, and gray robes.
Hmm.
Does the gray robe mean anything in terms of magic?
Gray robes are pretty generic, sorry.
That was actually...
But that, there are no one, there's no group in gray robes.
Where did you meet him afterwards to drop off anything?
Well, you know, I can take you to the place if you will let me get up.
I'll let you run away.
Certainly.
Yeah, you didn't pay me a premium to keep my mouth shut.
Take us there.
Suppose I'll All right, move.
What is this guy? Why does she remind me of the assassin from Dragon Age?
Just to let you guys know, if you're going to try and do anything like look around, you will want someone who has follow trail, a tracker. Which means you can leave Snigget in charge of guarding the assassin.
You're being the sniper.
Well, we don't really want.
We won't have an assassin left.
To know that Snigget's there.
Vengeful, like, oh, hello.
No, I got laid last night. I'm cool.
I can watch him.
Okay. We could just tie him up and leave him in the closet until we come back. Why is that your solution to everything?
We have to knock him out, but I could just.
Did we ever pick that guy up?
Yes.
Okay.
I did mention him before.
Okay. I'm like, did we ever pick shit? Hopefully someone found him.
So, do you want me to watch him or what?
We can just... I'm sure there's some kind of guard who can just watch him.
No, because remember, we don't want the guard to have him because we're using him tonight.
Oh, yeah.
We also don't want to knock him out, so I'll just guard him.
Alright.
You guys can go get him.
Wait, what? It's my wrist ducky.
Well, that would be a fairly quick... Alright. Alright, so hold on. First, let me talk to Tyler. You guys, of course, head off with Conrad. And the guy is still kind of sitting there a little wounded. It's like...
You can't do it through the hair.
I hate to mention this and bring jeopardy to my survival, but I think I have a higher survivability chance if I mention it now than later.
Uh-huh.
I tried to kill you guys in a public place.
Yeah.
I failed.
Yeah.
In a public place.
They totally wouldn't tell her that.
I'd rather mention it now when, you know, there's one of you and I can depend on your... I can hope for your generosity... Rather than show up at the Three Beards and then be ambushed. I'm not saying I know there's an ambush. But at the same time, there's probably going to be an ambush.
Well, if there is an ambush, we'd be there.
Yeah, but I thought I'd mention it now.
Okay, well, that's a good thing to know for tonight.
It's not like we're not expecting an ambush anyways.
But I actually didn't think about that.
I was expecting there to be an ambush. Why? Because there's always an ambush.
Who's the bitch who's hunting you?
I think some chaos worshiping bitch.
That explains a few things.
Might want to find some better employment.
Oh, if you'll untie me, I'll shoot her. You know, I'm not a big fan of chaos. I'm a big fan of getting paid to kill people. I'm not a big fan of chaos.
Well, see, you get a chance to shoot her if she's there tonight. Or do you know where she's going to be or something?
I'd rather do it from, like, a few buildings away.
Well, if we show up there, the ambush will probably be there. How do I can trust you?
You kicked my ass once.
Well, anyways.
Roll your perception check. I dare you.
I'll let you... We'll discuss it when the rest of the people get back for tonight.
Okay. Yeah. I just wanted to bring that up so you didn't try and kill me mid-battle. Okay. Back over to the other people. She takes you there, and then she kind of goes, all right, well, I showed you the location. I'm out of here. I don't want to be anywhere near here. And you guys are not... You guys are in the ruins near the Bright Castle when the last one kind of...
Exploded?
Yeah.
Before, they got magical protection.
Yeah. And Conrad begins looking around, and he kind of goes... Because I roll... Let's see. How many tier successes did I get? He rolled a 3 on his search, which means he succeeds by 4 tiers. And his follow trail was by 3. Okay.
So does it lead us back to the Lord of Light?
Alright. A simple success on his search. He begins kind of looking around and goes, alright. Yes, there were two people who met here, and here are their tracks.
You know the whole Princess Bride thing with the guy following their steps? There's an epic fight here. What is this young noble's name that I'm leaning on? The young noble.
Johan. And then he follows the tracks that are now
Johann Schmidt,
which are a couple days old. And he's sitting there, he's actually following along the broken rubble.
Hey, Stephen.
I'm keeping my distance so that I don't disturb anything.
And then he goes, look at this. and he takes a small chunk of fabric that was lodged between two rocks near the bright college that didn't catch on fire. Several threads of red and orange attached to a piece of gray fabric.
Red and orange?
And then, of course, he follows the tracks and it disappears into the Bright College magical protection area.
So, did a Bright Wizard just try and kill us?
Well, I'm not there.
Well,
so.
Steel?
Hmm. If I apply this description, what vague description we got of this guy, Wolfgang?
The only person.
Wolfgang is indeed bald, but he doesn't have a beard.
The only advisor we know of that knows about the skull is the one you met.
Yeah, if I had my knowledge, basic knowledge of magic.
The people who know enough details for that would be Dieter and Wolfgang, or some chaos person. They could quite possibly know about it, and that we stopped it.
And this is a college of magic. There is bound to be a chaos worshiper somewhere in them.
Lies. There's no chaos in the Empire.
That Do you not remember our last event?
That was sarcasm, people.
I'm sorry, we don't expect much sarcasm out of a warrior priest, or wannabe warrior priest.
I have to keep my sanity somehow. I could end up like her.
I've lost that. Well, not technically yet. Alright, so, well, I've now given you your clues.
Unfortunately, this is like heavy rain. We've missed two or three essential
clues. The only reason why this isn't more conclusive is because this was 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can always get you guys...
We weren't here 2 weeks ago, were we?
No, we weren't.
Okay. Nor longer.
Then neither was Wolfgang.
Yeah, so it wouldn't have been
him. So this did happen 2 weeks ago?
No, this happened 2 days ago.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about out of game. This happened 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
So, of course, you know.
What do you mean about not being more inclusive then?
You're not remembering something that happened 2 weeks ago.
Well, yes.
Can you remind us?
Yeah.
Okay. When you first met Wolfgang, he kind of pulled out of you guys the story of the Brass Skull almost immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. I realize that.
Yeah, he knows about it. We know that.
Okay.
That's why I mentioned that the only person that knows about the skull would be him.
Okay, so...
Or possibly Dieter, which he used Dieter's name because he also pulled out of it that was our contact. He's trying to get us to pinpoint Dieter instead of him.
Why did he disguise himself as a fat person, Dieter?
So we couldn't connect it.
He just wants us to connect him with Dieter, and then the Dieter disguised himself as a fat person.
I could go in there and tell him about how we need him to go meet with the Lord of Heaven, or Lord of Light man.
Conrad goes, you should... If he's attempting to steal and kill us, you shouldn't go anywhere near him.
But...
He's almost a wizard lord.
But...
Are you saying set him up?
Kind of. Basically, go in there first off, you know, tell him about it, see if... Initially, I know this is a far stretch, but see if there's any tears on his cloak. Because, yes, Bright Wizard...
He's probably got a new cloak by now.
Oh, I know, that's what I said. It's a long shot, but it could happen. There could be any number of explanations for why. But anyways, tell him about the situation.
I'm assuming this is when we're all back together.
Yeah, okay.
Because I was actually...
Yeah, we're standing this right next to the college. Someone's actually listening out the window.
Cool. Master!
Dog, these guys outside are accusing you of worshipping chaos.
Know what you're talking about!
I just purged some chaos worshippers. Don't worry about it. Okay.
Yay! Oh wait.
It would work. That's the problem. Because he's actually well known as a chaos hater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then we can, you know, tell him about that situation. So we can go in and meet the Lore of Heaven's master and see what he can get out of him.
Should we maybe inform the Lore of Light Master first?
Well, without any conclusive evidence, you don't necessarily want to go around saying, oh, by the way, you know that powerful mage that is well known for hating chaos. Yeah, he's a chaos worshiper.
Well,
maybe
the thing what we're going to need to do is finish out what we need to do, and maybe set him up.
How would we set him up, though?
But we're going to have to warn the light. The light guy's going to have to be involved.
Okay.
That's how we're going to set him up.
Well, let's
have him get a fake artifact.
Yeah.
And see if he steals it.
Okay. What was your idea?
Get the witch hunter involved.
Well, as I said, we're going to need the help.
Why don't you just? But Deer told us not to bring her back to her old deeds.
It wasn't. It was the comment.
Wait.
It was the guy we just talked to.
We told Dieter. Well, we told Wolfgang that the skull was destroyed. It was purged. Why would he hire somebody to search our stuff?
We could be lying to him.
That's just possible.
True.
It's also possible he could have hired someone to assassinate us and kill us because he's paranoid, thinking we're chaos worshippers. I'm just putting it out there.
Well, let's go to the witch hunter, see what we can get from there.
I'm just putting it out there. He could think that, too.
Yeah.
Then it would just be a giant game of paranoia.
Next week.
Next week, we're going to the witch hunter.
And that is where we will call it for tonight.
Gamers Haven Podcast proudly presents the companion game to Deadlands Reloaded, Enough Room to Die. Just who is the Lazarus Group, and what is their interest in this notorious band of outlaws that's crisscrossing the West? Follow them as they unlock the secrets to a plot worse than they could ever imagine. Deadlands. Hell hath no fury. Available for download at www.gamershavenpodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States License, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.